100 years ago, only wealthy people had household help. Today, many middle-class families have nannies or housekeepers, often from other countries. A new play at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles examines the delicate relationship between employer and employee. Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The storyline of Living Out, a new play by Lisa Loomer, is straightforward. Ana Hernandez, a Salvadoran immigrant to the U.S., is searching for a job. She wants to work as a nanny, but doors keep closing on her when employers find out one critical piece of information.
You have a young child?
Yes, but he's in the after-school program in Tennessee.
I'm sorry, Anna, but I specifically told the agency not to send me anyone with a young child. I don't know what's wrong with those people.
By Anna's third interview, she knows what she has to do.
Do you have kids? Yes, I have two boys. But they are both in El Salvador.
Lisa Loomer is the author of several plays, but is more widely known as a screenwriter for the Oscar-nominated film Girl Interrupted. She says Living Out was a chance for her to look at a political issue on a very intimate level. Loomer says what looks to be a simple employer-employee relationship is really quite complex.
It seemed to me that in this relationship between a nanny and the family, there was everything. There was every dynamic of race, class, and especially of power, but within the most personal human family story. So I really felt that I could talk about a lot of issues, but in a very human way.
Lisa Loomer says she tries to show both her leads, Zila Mendoza as Anna and Amy Aquino as her employer, Nancy Robin, as fully realized humans. They have similar dilemmas, but the placement of the decimal points on the family incomes differ. And that difference, says Loomer, is critical.
I certainly have sympathy for anyone who's trying to balance work and family. But when you bring in the other things that Anna is trying to balance as well, lack of citizenship, lack of money, the problems that come along with race and class, it's not a balance. I don't think we live in a balanced society.
Loomer says she interviewed plenty of nannies, including her own, to get real-life details about their jobs. They told of many pitfalls, such as enduring long absences from their own children. Loomer says the fact that everybody is working to pay for childcare is one of the play's main themes. But the nannies know who'd be more helpless if left on their own.
Los Americanos be driving around starving in their dirty clothes. They can't go to a restaurant. There's nobody to park the car. They get home. The house is a mess.
Where are the plants? It's all dead. And nobody to deliver your pizza.
And you got to take care of your own kids.
What veteran theater goers might recognize in this play is an echo from a similar theatrical conversation from the 1960s. Sheldon Epps is artistic director of the nearby Pasadena Playhouse. Epps says the Negro Ensemble Company's play, Day of Absence, looked at life in a small southern town when the black folks suddenly disappear.
And in Day of Absence, what the white society in that play finds out is they simply do not know how to function without their black people.
Sheldon Epps says we may have replaced African American nannies with Latina nannies in many parts of the country, but need for the dialogue hasn't gone away. He says that plays like Living Out enable audiences to consider hard truths within their comfort zone.
The value of doing a play like that is it does make that well-heeled subscription audience say, whoa, look at these people who I take for granted. I would hope that seeing a play about a culture that is new to you would be the first step towards getting to know that society on a more personal basis in your own real life.
That might include having employers understand, finally, why their workers sometimes conceal their personal lives in order to keep their jobs. Nancy and Anna's fragile friendship is broken apart near the end of the play when Nancy's assumptions about Anna's life are abruptly challenged. Suddenly, she has to look at her nanny as someone who also has needs, which sometimes conflict with her own. Lisa Loomer says she hopes Living Out will convince Los Americanos who see the play to think of the people they employ as people, rather than conveniences.
I want them to think about them as more rounded people, not just as someone who comes and works in their house, but someone who also goes home and raises a family. And I want the people who come to the play, who are nannies, to feel that their voices are being heard.
Living Out runs at the Mark Taper Forum through March 9th. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.